It's Monday, the 8th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Ministry of Fisheries and Marine Resources and the Ministry of Labour, Industrial Relations and Employment Creation have renewed the contracts of the re-employed fishermen under the Governmental Employment Redress Programme. Here's the Minister of Fisheries and Marine Resources, Derek Clausen, with more.
A total of 2,483 ex-fishermen have been absorbed through this programme, of which 550 are in the horse mackerel and 1,933 in the hake subsector. Designation agreements have been entered into between the two ministries and the 15 participating companies, of which 4 companies are in the horse mackerel and 11 companies in the hake fishery. A total of 18,370 metric tons of hake quota and 16,500 metric tons of horse mackerel quota have been awarded to these 15 designated entities that absorb 2,483 ex-fishermen.
The South African Weather Service has issued a level 5 warning for Cape Town and level 9 for areas further inland. Newsroom Africa reports that schools in parts of the province will remain suspended. Western Cape MEC for Local Government, Environmental and Development Planning, Anton Bridell, gives an update.
We've been busy, our teams. Luckily, everybody is out there and willing to help and to assist. Our disaster management teams as well as our NGOs. So yesterday, before the storm and the wind and there was a lot of fires. So at stage, we've struggled with 40 fires in Paarl, Stellenbosch, Wellington area. And some of the fires were structural fires, so informal settlements, the Kayamandi. We've lost 300 shacks with around about 1,200 people that's homeless. So we had to get gifts of the givers to help us to feed those people, to put them into walls. And the health department will take chronic medicine to those families. But in the midst of all of this, we had to make the decision to safeguard our kids, especially in 3 areas. The warning 9 was for Cape Winelands, Overberg and the Elderbergkom, and we decided not to open those schools.
The Cape Winelands District Municipality says the heavy rainfall throughout the night has been instrumental in containing multiple fires across the district. The municipality spokesperson Aneska Ruert has more.
We've been busy, our teams. Luckily, everybody is out there and willing to help and to assist, our disaster management teams as well as our NGOs. So yesterday, before the storm and the wind and there was a lot of fires. So at stage, we've struggled with 40 fires in Paarl, Stellenbosch, Wellington area, and some of the fires were structural fires, so informal settlements, the Kayamandi. We've lost 300 shacks with around about 1,200 people that's homeless. So we had to get gifts of the givers to help us to feed those people, to put them into walls, and the health department will take chronic medicine to those families. But in the midst of all of this, we had to make the decision to safeguard our kids, especially in 3 areas. The warning 9 was for Cape Winelands, Overberg and the Elderberg. And we decided not to open those schools.
Haitian gangs in Port-au-Prince are getting their firearms from the United States. The United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime has reported an increase in trafficking of powerful weapons into Haiti since 2021, including AK-47 and AR-15 rifles. Sylvie Bertrand oversees research teams studying the sources, routes, and distribution of these illicit firearms in Haiti.
Haiti is not manufacturing firearms or ammunition, and most of the firearms that we see in Haiti are the result of being brought in the country illegally. Most of the firearms and ammunition that we are seeing that are trafficked into Haiti, whether directly or via another country, are originating from the United States. Now, in the U.S., there are networks of criminal actors who are sourcing trafficked arms through third-party purchases. So typically, they will be procured by licensed retail outlets or gun shows or pawn shop in the U.S.
And Namibia University of Science and Technology's Philemon Primus, a second-year Bachelor of Emergency Medical Care student, died during a rescue training exercise in Windhoek on Thursday.
The Namibia University of Science and Technology is halting all training for this course until further notice. Communication with students and stakeholders is ongoing. In their latest press release, the institution's Nadia Medding communicated that the students involved in this tragic incident continue to receive psychosocial support through NUST.
Mr. Primus was a qualified intermediate life support provider with pre-hospital industry experience. He was a promising student furthering his education by pursuing his passion to become an advanced life support paramedic.
I am Leonard Vidbian reporting for Future Media News, Windhoek.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.